Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is the continuation of the E3 2018 extravaganza. We've got a hot minute to recap on Ubisoft because the PC show is coming right along. Thankfully, there's only a handful of things to talk about here at any great length, so let's jump right into it. Starts off big and bombastic, as always. It's Ubisoft. You gotta have that kind of stuff going on. Just Dance hits up. Guess what? Just Dance? Still a video game. You're gonna be able to buy the next iteration of it this year. It's coming. So if you're a Just Dance fan, if you like yoga pants, and you have a Logitech C920, good news. Beyond Good and Evil then showed up, and they had a fair chunk of time with that, but again, I'm just seeing all these CGI scenes, and these CGI scenes look fantastic, like really high quality CGI scenes. I'm not seeing any gameplay yet. It was revealed that Jade seems to be the bad guy in this game. That's pretty big news. We did see gameplay pre-alpha, sort of. I'm going to put that in quotation marks, because we never got a full screen of it, at least on the feed that I watched. Maybe we see some more of that because it was behind closed doors for people to get their hands on it, I guess, as well in the at E3 currently. But we didn't really see too much of the gameplay. It was a bit of a smattering, and I didn't get to see it close enough to be able to make any judgment calls on it. So there you go. Then all of a sudden, JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, comes out with his company called Hit Record, a company, I guess, that's based around collaborative efforts within the artistic community, and they're doing a thing with Beyond Good and Evil, where you can, as a professional or otherwise, try and get in on becoming part of this game development. No mentions of payment or how that would work or anything, but it's a thing that you can look up. It's called Hit Record. You can check that out, and you know they're mentioning even all the way down to people, just fans that are looking to get in to help in some way. Also mentioned BGE Fest, Beyond Good and Evil Fest event happening in the fall. So if you're a big fan of the series and you're interested in maybe going to an event for that, there you go. Then we got Rainbow Six coming out on stage, as always. There was basically just Rainbow Six coming out and saying, hey guys, we have 35 million players on this game. It's hype. We got an esports scene, more esports stuff coming. We got a circuit coming. It's going to be great. And by the way, we have a mini documentary being done by the community. Showed a little clip of that. Boom. There you go. Trials Rising showed up. Awkward intro. A lot of slapstick for Trials on the stage. Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense given its Trials. But it's called Trials Rising. It's the next game in the series. Beta is coming this year, releasing fully, I guess, in February 2019. And it's coming on the Switch as well. For the first time on a Nintendo console in general, I believe. So that was kind of cool. Then we got some Division 2. This is a game that the most people were kind of looking at to see since Ubisoft was really talking it up as being the next or being much better than the Division 1. We're seeing some things like specializations at the end of the campaign. You get to actually further specialize your character. 8-player end game raids was announced. That's actually pretty huge for fans of the series. I'm sure they're pretty jazzed about that. They've got years of major and frequent content updates planned in the pipeline, and they're releasing 3 episodes of this content within the first year, and it's all going to be free. The game launches March 15th, 2019. That was pretty cool to see. We saw a little bit of gameplay after the whole show was over. We heard that it's 20% larger than the Division 1 was, and it's just about a 1-to-1 scale Washington DC. That's a pretty big map. But beyond that, it looked very much like the Division 1 to my eyeballs anyway. Very bullet spongy still, which is a bit of a disappointment for me. But in general, if you're into the Division, they are making some pretty substantial changes. They've listened to the community. You're getting some good stuff like those 8-player raids, and I'm sure we'll see more in the not too distant future. Then we got our second year of Mario Rabbids content. This time, Donkey Kong Adventure coming up with this collaboration, June 26th, even, so it's really close. That looked awesome, and then that was pretty much the show for that. We got Skull and Bones, which was, I think, ever so briefly mentioned last year. It's the Pirates game. It's Pirates! they're there, they're a thing, they're very popular. Looked great from a visual standpoint. The gameplay changes through fortune readings, I guess, which is just some, you know, NPC that does the fortune readings, and it changes the types of things that can happen within the game world. Looked like there was some seriously heavy ship customization. And my final note that I took on this is this should be called Fucking Cannons, the video game, mostly because they just like saying fuck for this game. And then also, I've never seen so many cannons on ships in all my life. Some of them, honest to God, looked like it was too many cannons for the frame of the ship and it would probably just sink. Moving on from there, we had Transference, which was that psychological horror that we caught a hot second of last year. Elijah Wood was actually there, so we had JGL, Elijah Wood, this great party of short people. They all came out on stage. Elijah Wood coming out saying, hey guys, remember this game? It's still here, it's still coming, and it's coming fall 2018, so you can look forward to that. Then we got the No Man's Sky-ish looking Starlink that we saw last year as well. You might remember it because it had those physical add-on like toy ships that you could like hot swap items on and stuff to change the stuff in game, and how that went out. So there was a trailer for that, and it did. It really, I swear to God, like it looked so much like No Man's Sky. But hey, it still kind of looked pretty damn cool. And then on top of that, they had a little surprise work together with Nintendo, continuing their partnership with the Nintendo, as Star Fox showed up in this trailer. There's a crossover with Star Fox with a ship, a physical ship as well. That's exclusive to the Switch version, which makes sense. And to top it all off, Shiggy himself was there. So we had Eves and Shiggy, you know, two old men laughing and smiling, you know, together. It was beautiful. It was amazing. I just love seeing Shiggy anytime I get the opportunity. So 10 out of 10 on that confrontation. After that, we had For Honor, which has a starter edition coming up on Uplay. That's a free edition of the game. It's going to happen June 18th. They also have an expansion called Marching Fire that is a kind of like a Chinese expansion to the game that also brings a mode called Breach, which is 4v4 castle siege type stuff. It looked like maybe some NPCs are also going to be involved, which makes sense when you're talking about sieging a castle in a 4v4 scenario. That's kind of a limited range of things that, you know, eight people in total can do during a castle siege. But that's coming October of 2018. So that's not too far out as well. So you can look forward to that if you're into the For Honor series. Then we had The Crew 2 Beta 20 on the June the 21st. That popped up. That was pretty much all they had for it. And then the trailer that we've already seen. It looked like The Crew. You're either already hyped for The Crew or you don't care. But so if you're hyped for it, good news. In only 10 days, open beta for it hits, so you can get in on that, and you can actually preload that beta right now, apparently, if you don't want to risk the servers being blown up on that first day with other people downloading it to play it themselves. Then we got hit with the last big one, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, popped up. We got a nice long trailer. We also got some gameplay as well. It looks beautiful. You know, kind of, I mean, even the last, the last Assassin's Creed that we got was also, a very good looking game. This looks like it might even be ever so slightly better, but it doesn't really matter. It looks great. They focused a lot on making sure that we understood that this was supposed to feel more like an RPG now. And it is happening in Greece. So the leaked stuff was correct. And you can even choose between two characters. You can choose to be Alexios, I believe it was his name, or Cassandra. In the beginning of the game, you play it the whole way through with those whichever character you choose. We're also getting some kind of Mass Effect-y dialogue, kind of further leaning into that kind of RPG feel, which is fine. It looked like it was good. The dialogue wasn't too bad, and aside from some spotty lip syncing, which could be for a bajillion reasons that I'm not going to pick on it for, it looked fine. The combat also, and I don't know if it changed too much from the last Assassin's Creed, maybe I'm just forgetting what that looked like, but it seemed like they're trying to work their way closer to like a hitbox based dodging combat thing, like Dark Souls. It just looked like that. It looked a little less like kind of canned, just pressing a button at the right time and you shift into the right area to do a block or something. It looked like it was a little less like that anyway, but we'll see, I guess, as we get our hands on it later on. Leveled gear popped up on screen. The chat collectively moaned. I guess that's not a very popular thing. I can see why that might not be a very popular thing, but one way or a t'other, we're going to see that on October 5th, as that is when it releases. And definitely go check out some of the footage for that, because it did look quite good. I'm hoping for an Assassin's Creed game that grabs me, because I haven't been interested in Assassin's Creed in a hot minute. I'd love to be able to get back in on that franchise. There is your wrap-up, ladies and gentlemen, for the Ubisoft press conference. I've got 5 minutes before the next conference kicks up, and I have to get some food. So I will be heading out. You guys aren't going to get this immediately like you did with the other ones, but you'll get it kind of in a bunch. Thank you for listening, and until I see you for the next conference, enjoy your E3.